Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the digital jungle. Welcome back to Digital Minimalism, Detox Your Mind Daily. Today's topic? Gratitude. You know that warm, fuzzy feeling you get when things are good? We want to amp that up, folks, because gratitude isn't just a feel-good buzzword. It's a superpower. Ever felt like you were drowning in negativity, bombarded by bad news and endless comparison traps on social media? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving deep into the simple yet powerful practice of cultivating gratitude through journaling and reflection. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, another self-help cliche, hear me out. Journaling isn't just about listing off blessings like some kind of digital thank you card. It's about consciously shifting your perspective, training your mind to focus on the good stuff, and rewiring those negativity neurons. Think of it as a mental detox, a way to clear the clutter and make space for appreciation. Here are five key takeaways to get you started. First up, start small. You don't need to be Shakespeare or have hours to spare every day. Even 5 minutes can make a difference. Jot down three things you're grateful for. A warm cup of coffee, a hilarious meme that made you laugh out loud, even just the fact that your socks matched today. Consistency is key here, folks. Second, go beyond the surface. Instead of just listing, my family, or good health, get specific. What about your family makes you grateful? Maybe it's their unwavering support, a hilarious inside joke, or their contagious laughter. Same goes for good health. Think about what that allows you to do, hike those mountains, dance in the rain, eat your favorite pizza without feeling guilty. Third, reflect on challenges. Gratitude isn't just about sunshine and rainbows. It's also about finding the silver lining in difficult situations. Maybe a recent setback taught you valuable lessons, forced you to grow in unexpected ways, or brought out the best in those around you. Every challenge is an opportunity for learning and growth, and that's something to be grateful for. Fourth, don't compare your journey. Social media can be a breeding ground for envy and inadequacy, but remember, everyone's on their own path. Focus on celebrating your own wins, big or small, and be kind to yourself along the way. Gratitude is about appreciating where you are, not yearning for what others have. Finally, embrace the power of thank you. Expressing gratitude isn't just good manners. It strengthens relationships, boosts happiness, and creates a ripple effect of positivity. Make a conscious effort to thank people in your life, family, friends, even that barista who made your latte with extra foam. Speaking of which, let me tell you about this one time. I was having a rough day, feeling overwhelmed by deadlines and just the general chaos of life. I stumbled upon a post on social media about gratitude journaling, so I thought, why not? I grabbed my notebook, took a deep breath, and started listing things I appreciated. It wasn't easy at first. I was so focused on the negative that it felt almost unnatural to think positive thoughts. But as I kept writing, something shifted. Suddenly, I started noticing all the little things I usually take for granted. The sunlight streaming through my window, the smell of fresh coffee, the laughter of my dog. It was like a light switch flipped, and the negativity started to fade away. By the end of my 5 minutes, I felt calmer, more focused, and even a little bit optimistic about the day ahead. So there you have it, a simple act of gratitude can truly make a difference. Remember, cultivate that grateful mindset through daily journaling and reflection. Embrace the power of thank you, and watch your life transform for the better. Ready to level up your gratitude game? Hit me up in the comments and share one thing you're grateful for today. Let's spread that positivity. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast so more people can discover the joy of digital minimalism. Until next time, stay mindful, stay grateful, and keep detoxing your mind one day at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.